Blog Talk Radio.
Paid the price to be the big boy. Yeah. Foreign cars, different color ice, but played the shit for street money. Sweetness to the tongue, like when you eat honey. Yeah, keep running, trying to lap the times I used to be. Switch it black and bring it back, and get you two up out of that. Press machine, 20 tons of pressure in the tube is where I fool with it. Nothing new, I was back in school. Feeling fight game with me and Greg, why I kept the two with me. Me and mama crossed the state line, Detroit was yesterday. Say she leaving Papa, cause he love her less than catching pain. Wound up in Fort Worth, and I was just in second grade. Learned to be for niggas, I talk proper, but we catch a fade. Niggas show me love, I grew up, my hustle game superb. Had a knack for building words, I'm rapping, kill the bird. Me and her against the world, round it bed like a swirl. Well, all my soul in that hole, God see my girl. She's telling me, let it go, but did she be fucking with my soul? In my time, I was sticking to the code. People acting like they wanted me to fold. Gotta keep my freedom, no more going out the road. Thinking back like, look at all the times they stole. Could lose it all if I decide to lose control. That's why they should be fucking with my soul. You imagine how a young man can bond with his mama, yes, when ain't nobody never been around but his mama, yes. Have a meal and just chill and spend time with his mama, yes. I know that this can't be the end, so to the end I be a comma. I was in the shoe sale, she was going through hell, with ALS melting the organ, yes, like a pint of bluebell. And I explain the pain vividly, I know it too well. Before she died she prophesied I would make it through jail. So look at me, ma, I'm positive, no more cop and robber shit. My path laid in gold, and all I got to do is follow me. I'm a role model for young niggas. I'm ducking all the dumb niggas. I got love from everybody in the city except one nigga. I pray for him. Remember you said love would always float, and it looks like successful overnight. So in they go with it. I just had to let you know, mama, I could never let you go. Now you died, so did I. Tell God I need another soul.
She was telling me, let it go. But did she be fucking with my soul? In my time, I was sticking to the code. People acting like they wanted me to fall. Gotta keep my freedom, no more going up the road. Thinking back like, look at all the times they stole. To lose it all if I decide to lose control. That's why they see me fucking with my soul.
Don't wanna lose control. Fucking with my soul. Oh, yeah, ooh, fucking with my soul. Y'all wanna lose control, fucking with my soul. Oh, 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 yeah, yeah.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to a special edition of Let's Talk Fort Worth. I'm Carrie Hines, your host. Thank you for joining us for what should be another great show. A reminder, we do not own the rights to the music you just heard. Also, please click tag and share. Tell someone Let's Talk Fort Worth is on the air. And this afternoon, we're talking with Scarred for Life artist Twisted Black. After spending 17 years and 2 months in a federal prison, he's back with a story to tell through his music. He is known as being one of the baddest rappers to ever be out of Fort Worth, Texas. He has the ability to take the listener on a ride with his music and then leave them not wanting the ride to end. We have with us today one of the greatest storytellers to ever get behind a mic. Ladies and gentlemen, help me welcome Twisted Black. Good evening, Twisted. How are you? Or good afternoon. Good afternoon. Can you hear me? Okay. Can you hear me?
It's fine. Can you hear me?
We can hear you now. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. How's everything?
Oh, everything's great. I love the new music.
I appreciate you.
Yeah, I absolutely love the new music. In the song, you say that your mother prophesied that you would get out of jail. So when the release happened, did you remember those words that she had told you?
Oh, definitely. You know, she more than prophesied that I get out of jail. She prophesied I would make it through jail. So, you know, a lot of people get out, but, you know, they're damaged, you know, going through the process. So, you know, maybe I am, but I think I came out okay. Yeah, she prophesied that early on.
Did she? Wow.
Yeah.
You know, you've been gone we said 17 years too much. A lot has happened in the Fort Worth, Dallas area since you've been gone. For some of the people who may not know exactly who Twisted Black is, tell them who the artist Twisted Black is.
I'm a Fort Worth bred artist. You know, I've been around for quite some time. I put my first project out early on in mid-90s. And, you know, just, you know, kind of hometown guy, you know, that been doing it for a long time. So I just try to put a lot of soul and truth into the music and, you know, for the people to connect to. So I'm kind of one of the voices for the streets.
I agree. I absolutely agree. And so when you left 17 years ago, the game has changed a lot since then. Rappers are dying. Like, you know, it's like the most dangerous, I say, career to be in right now. Why do you think that's happening?
I've been hearing that, you know, people keep saying, you know, rap is the most dangerous career to have. I'm not going to agree with that. You know, that's just me. But, yeah, they are. But it's not just the rappers are dying. The people are dying, especially, you know, the young black men. And some of them just happen to be rappers. I don't think rappers are dying any faster than just the average young black man. You know what I mean? So, but when they're, of course, when they have a platform or they're known, people be like, oh, man, all the rappers are dying. It's so dangerous. Well, you know, life is dangerous. But at the same time, it just depends on where these young men have their, hey, when your number gets called, you're going anyway. But if you continue to, you know, hang around dangerous environments and do things that, you know, could lead to that, then, you know, the law of average will catch up with you just like anything else.
That's interesting. You're probably one of the few people that said that opinion on that. But I agree. Life is dangerous, period, right now. So
it is.
You know, there's been a lot of changes. When you came back to Fort Worth, it was, you know, a lot of people say Fort Worth now is like Murder Worth was back in the late 80s and the 90s. You know, what do you think of the streets of Fort Worth today?
I mean, you know, I'm not out there like that, you know, to see what, you know, the negative part of it or whatever. But of course, I'm not naive either. But I think just the times period. Can I call you Carrie or should I call you Miss Hines?
No, call me Carrie. No, I'm good.
Oh, okay. Well, I think the times are just worse, man. You know, we're living in, you know, dangerous time, but this is all written, so. It's just, you know, and the reason I said life is dangerous is because, you know, people going to church or going to get something to eat or going to buy air freshener for their house and some knucklehead comes in and shoots the place up. So, you know, you can't send your kids to college, you know what I mean, without having the worry of something like that or at least the concern, you know. But, yeah, if that answers your question.
I agree. It does. So you know, you had several almost major deals that you were about to embark on before the industry or things happened in your life that shifted that. How many major deals were you close to signing?
Probably three. I signed with Swab House. Back in the 90s, we had Universal on the table back in the 90s. And when I signed the deal, my last deal in 2006 with TVT, we actually had 9 offers on the table. So it was really my season at that time, you know, at least I thought, you know. We had put in the groundwork and, you know, done what we were supposed to do. It's just that, you know, bad choices catch up with you.
So back in the day, you were working with some people who have really blown up since you went away. Who are some of the major artists today that you worked with back in the day before they were well-known?
I work with majority of the guys that were kind of known, but they've all done well since I've been gone. Like UGK, I got work with them, Scarface, Lil Kiki, to name a few. I can't really write them all off, but you know, pretty much anybody that was kind of hot around here, I pretty much done work with them.
I heard
and
like
they
T-Pain
logged up pretty
and
good. Who?
I heard like T-Pain and Pow Wow.
No, I've never. I was on back when T-Pain first started. We were on like the same. I think we were using the same people on our shows, so I ended up doing a couple of shows with him out in Miami and stuff like that. But Pow Wow, yeah, we started grinding together way back in the gap, but never really not together to where we were, you know, on the same team. But I guess we had the same goal in mind, and we came from the mud with this music, and he damn well too, you know.
You know, I called you a storyteller in the intro. Would you say that's what you do well when you do your music?
Yeah.
Where did
that come from? The stories are usually my stories or stories that of people that around me that I know connect with so many other people, you know what I mean? And before I forget, man, Yo Gotti was one of the other ones that was over at TVT. Yeah, when I was gone, he actually jumped on the song with that I had with Chyna White. And I really appreciate him for that, because that kind of changed the trajectory of my pockets when I was locked up. So, you know, so shout out to him.
So is there any of your old music that you're going to remix?
Yeah, all of it, because, you know, because this whole internet thing happened while I was gone, you know, so a lot of it just didn't get heard, you know, so I plan on, you know, trying to make it better and releasing it.
I heard you say that there were some other artists that you discovered in the local area that you're going to be working with. Who are they?
Oh, man, there's a few of them. My son is probably the first in the lineup. He goes by YTB, Young Tommy Burns. There's another one, Oof Esco, and then there's Lil Sick. Those Lil Sick plays like 14 different instruments, man. He's super talented. Yeah, called Lil Robert, man. So, you know, there's a few. I'm working with guys here at the studio that the best show in town, so we all kind of come together on this project to make it epic, you know. So this is my first time even letting people help me, you know, put together a project, because I was not that I was opposed to it, it's just that I have my own ideas and just done my own thing. But, you know, I'm open to it because I've been out the game for so long. So it's going in the right direction so far with the help.
So speaking of working in the studio right now, when are you anticipating that your first album will drop since being released?
October the 18th. That'll be my first birthday as a free man in a long time. So I just want to have a nice listening party, preferably a silent listening party, and, you know, and drop the album. I know that's a little weird, but, you know, that's just the way I see it. And so hopefully everybody come out and support it.
For those in the back, what does a silent listener party mean? What is that?
A silent listening party, like, so basically when you come through the door, I'll give you a headset. So at some point during the night, when we start the actual listening to of the album, you'll put the headset on and everything will play through the headset. So you can actually listen, you know. I hate people talking through my music, Carrie.
Okay. So that's a pet peeve of yours. Do not be talking through your music.
Man, listen, and let me tell you what I'm trying to say. I don't know. I think that's just the anal part of me, you know, like, I don't know. I try not to just say anything, you know.
Just listen. Okay, we're going to remember that, y'all. Listen, when you're listening to black music, don't say a damn thing. Okay, so we get it.
Not literally, but, you know, don't make it a habit of talking through my music, you know, if it's a listening party, you know.
Because, again, you're a storyteller, so it's not just a bunch of hot beats. It's the story behind the music.
Yes, and on some of them, you know. Sometimes I'm just entertaining, and you can just get more, you know, more engulfed in the rhythm and, you know, the beat. You can do that. I have that type of stuff to offer, too. But if it's a listening party, well, that's, you know, the key word is to listen.
I was creeping on y'all's social media page on Facebook. I think it's under Scar for Life Entertainment, y'all. And it, you were saying you were ready to get out there on stage, and I think you put it, show your ass. So you are ready to do that. You're ready to get back on the stage.
Oh, yes. Because I never thought I'd do it again, you know. So, you know, for God to allow me to be able to do it again, man, it's just a blessing. So, yeah, I'm excited about doing that.
Wow. You know, and congratulations is in order, y'all. Listen, I'm going to scoop y'all on something, or I got scooped on. This Twisted Black has gotten remarried, and we want to say congratulations to you and your new wife. Tell us all about it.
I tell you that, thank you. I really appreciate that. And, yeah, man, this is, you know, one of the first times that I've, you know, just been happy, you know, and she's a real important part of it. So, yeah, I'm blessed. Yeah.
Wow. And y'all, listen, Black said they dated for like 4 years, right?
Yeah, 4 years and some change. I look at it like this. If you're dating somebody that's in a situation like I was in, and you really don't know the outcome, you kind of, you know, that's a sacrifice, you know what I mean? And you're there for them like she was there for me. That's a hell of a sacrifice, you know, because it requires a lot. I require a lot, you know, especially then because I couldn't do anything for myself, you know. So, she believed in me and never the Twisted Black side, you know, because Twisted Black was on flat. So, you know, she fell in love with me, and so, you know, I loved her back, you know. So,
it's beautiful.
You know, so far it's been great. Yeah, it's been cool.
That's a beautiful love story.
It's just a story. You can call it a love story, but it's just telling the truth, man. You know. So, you know, and God put somebody in your life that, you know, you kind of, you know, you don't take that with a grain of salt.
Mm-hmm. Real talk. Real talk. You know, you talked about a lot of people held you down when you were away. Talk about the people that stuck by you.
I'd rather not individualize, if that's the right word, but... I don't have any horror stories, you know what I mean? My partners, my circle, we were friends, you know, and you know, they were friends the whole 17 I was gone, you know. But my city, you know, they're not my friends, but my city showed up and really supported me, man. In ways, you know, they just really did, man. A lot of people like, man, the city don't get behind you. They don't support. Hey, like I said before, in the interview before, I don't have that story. They supported me. Now, you know, some of them didn't. That's why I won't go and say who's who or what. Some of them didn't, and they know who they are. But, you know, I'm not necessarily bitter about that, but, you know, just is that there were people that was weight I needed to drop, but ain't no coming back now, you know.
I bet you. Hey, let me just veer off a little bit. I'm sure it's a whole bunch of people when they heard your sentence said it's over, and so I'm sure you guys to see those people who just like it had no hope, you know, and so I'm sure you saw that in some people.
Yeah, I can't say I necessarily, it happened, Carrie, but I didn't see him. Shit, I didn't see nothing. You know, I was just, I was traumatized, you know, so.
Right.
You know, for real. You know, like a lot of people come up to me now, and they're like, hey, you remember we, remember me from, no, I don't, bro. You know, I just don't. I'm sorry. You know, you go through a traumatic experience sometimes, you lose your memory. You lose certain memories, you know, and I did. So, man, I just don't remember everything.
So if you walk up to Black and he don't remember you, don't take it personal. Like,
yeah, don't try not to take it personal. And there's no need in continuing to tell me story after story because I just don't remember, you know. I'm sorry. But, you know, when you have to fight through that type of, you know, you had that type of fight, man. You kind of laser focus on surviving. And then I knew the type of guy I was, you know. I was going to do it, you know, my way, you know, my legacy and my manhood intact. So, you know, that requires, you know, all of you. But I give God all the glory, you know.
Absolutely. You know, you said 17 years, 2 months, and 9 compounds. That said, you must have experienced some things that the free world couldn't have never shown you. So.
Oh, 100%. You
know, yeah. Yeah.
100%.
I've heard some of the most talented people in the world are locked up. Is that true?
Oh, yes, Lord. I met some of the most talented brothers I've seen in all facets, you know, from art to singing, you know, rapping, playing instruments, you know, to just doctors, you know, just all kind of stuff, you know what I mean? But because, yeah, everybody makes mistakes, you know, and then you know, unfortunately, we make a mistake, we go to jail. So, yeah, there's
right.
A lot of people there that are very talented.
Any regret?
Of course, yeah, I regret not being here for my children, and not being here for my mother. That would be selfish for me to say I had no regrets because I do. But did I find a silver lining in it? Yeah, I did. You know, because I'm a different person myself. You know, and I probably wouldn't be the man that I am now. Not to blow my own horn, but I probably wouldn't want to be how I want to be now if I didn't go through that.
What's the greatest lesson learned?
The greatest, if I could, I guess, put it all in, encapsulated or whatever, it would be, life is so grand when you have nothing to prove. You know, when you don't have to, when you don't show off for the crowd or you don't change who you are because of your label or because of what you got on, and you just don't have nothing to prove. When you know your lane, and then, you know, life just, it just gets easier, you know.
Go ahead.
No, you please.
Yeah, something you said was funny. You said that people, when they found out you were an artist, they was ready for you to perform all the time. How was that? What kind of pressure is that?
You said what kind of pressure?
Yeah, like when people are just like, they feel like you're ready to perform every time they see you. You know, that like, okay, put on a show for me.
Yeah, that's no pressure. But, yeah, I was just making sure you said pressure. Like, no, it wasn't pressure, but it was and because I was in that situation fighting for my life.
Mm-hmm.
In the beginning when they would be asking me about rapping, I was just, you know, I guess I was kind of like, I don't want to say appalled, but like nagged. I don't know the right word. But, like, almost if I could say, are you serious right now? You think I want to, you know, you think I want to rap? In fact, and the reason why I wasn't no pressure carrier because I'm pretty candid. So I was like, in fact, don't ask me that no more, please. You know, with all due respect, don't pull up on me talking about rapping. You know, what you talking about? I'm in prison forever right now. You know what I mean? Talking about some rapping. So yeah, but that changed, man. Like, you know, Wild Hair kept beating at my door about rapping through the phone. You know, I kept fighting him on it. And eventually I got broke enough to where I was like, you know, what's up with that rapping on the phone? Let's try that. I need some money. So.
Okay, we gonna move on. And I'm going to say something about your crew. Listen, y'all, his crew is like State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is here. They there for him. Listen, they got him covered, and you got to be patted down 20 times before you can get to the door. I respect your folks over there. They cover you. They really do. And I think it's always great when people have a covering or people love them enough to cover them. Like they do you. I respect that.
Yeah. And I'm honored and I'm grateful because that, and you said a mouthful right there. That's the difference, I think, because fortunately for me, the ones that were in my circle do love me. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't have a bunch of yes men that, you know, we fall out every week. No, we could tell each other no. We can tell each other go, you know, or we can call each other a hoe. That's who I deal with, you know. And so they was like, hey man, fight, you know, come on man, you know, fight, give me this, and I took baby steps. So yeah, I got a good circle.
I found out. Y'all listen. Y'all don't know how many times this interview almost didn't happen because Wild Hair is a big dude and he was pounding y'all, not physically but literally, and so was Mouthpiece. But I am a pretty persistent person and I won, but I just
yes,
I
feel, Lord, you are.
Yes, I am.
Yes, you are.
I am. And I won, but it showed me in the process that you had a great circle of people around you that care very much about you and what was best for you. And I'll just leave it right there. They made that known to me very, very, very often. And so, but I did respect that. And after a little back and forth, we made it happen. But I do like the fact that you got good people around you.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate you for saying that. Thank you.
So listen, y'all, they kind of tied my hands on what I could and could not say, what I could and could not do. But Black is very busy today, and they let me know that. So Black, tell us what you got coming up next, how the people can reach out to you. And show you love, that type of thing.
Yeah, I have coming up, definitely you're going to see me on stage. That date is tentative. I know it should be around October. I should be able to have all the kinks worked out. Also, October the 18th, the new project is coming. But you'll see a video here probably in about the next week or so with Solo Lucci. And he and I, we got a jamming song. I got a jamming song with Trap Boy Freddy. I got a Bun B feature that I had in the vault that's coming out. Working with Rain over there. Rain is helping, get the project, up to specs as well. You know, he had a lot of input after working with the great Mo 3. So, get at us at at Scarred for Life Entertainment. At Scarred for Life _entertainment.
Is that on Twitter?
That is on, I don't know about Twitter. Hey, I'm a dinosaur, but I think it is. I know that's Instagram, and then the YouTube page is the real Twisted Black.
Okay. And I know on Facebook, I think you can find them under Scarred for Life Entertainment.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. Scarred for Life Entertainment. Scarred for Life _entertainment.
Yeah. You're on Facebook.
Yep.
And so, here, huh?
while here was trying to show me this stuff in real time. That's why I was kind of steady stepping to take that picture off again.
Okay. Yeah, mm-hmm. Tell Wahir.
Oh. Tell him what? Hey, Carrie, he listened the whole time. You asked the wrong question. He was going to intercept.
Listen, y'all.
Deion Sanders. Talib Kweli.
Listen, I ain't crazy. I'm like in this whole mind now because I know Wild Hair and I'm ready to push the button at any time, y'all. I got it. Well, I love you. I love you for that, Wild Hair. I know, Twisted Black, is there anything else you want to leave with them before we get out of here? I do respect your crew and the restraints that they gave me in all sincerity. So is there anything else you want to leave with the people?
Before I listen, I'm gonna switch this back on you before I go because I appreciate you for allowing me to come on your show. I'm honored,
yeah.
And I appreciate what a lot of people. These people don't know what you've done for my mother. I remember you working hand in hand with my mother, trying to get me out of prison with the Innocence Project. Because a lot of people don't know I went to prison for something I did not do. I'm not crying about it because I have been affiliated all my life, and when you do that, like I said, the average will catch up to you. But I appreciate you, Carrie, for doing that. And so let's give you one big juicy question that wasn't even no filter before I go.
Whoa.
I don't care what you ask. Yep. So now let's check your journalism.
They told me, and Lord don't say, they tell you know. So I'm good. I am good. I really look
okay,
forward
then.
To this.
Yeah.
I don't want to bump into Wild Hair on the street and get beat. That's what's up. So if there's anything that we can do for you over here, we just want you to know much love over here, and we will. Do whatever we can.
Okay. Can you talk to some of these positive people, positive influential people, and man, tell them to just take a look and see that I'm not the same person, man. So, so that I can get in, kind of change my image, I'm not him who I was, man. So just let them know, Carrie. Do that for me.
Let me do that. As a matter of fact, I heard that you did a back-to-school drive, which I thought was, very positive, and you've been actually out in front of the youth doing speeches. Is that true? Because I've heard that, I think, from one of your...
Yeah. Yeah, I'm talking about that. I hadn't been out 2 weeks, I'm not doing that. Let me clear this up. I'm not doing that just so I look like a good guy. I'm doing that because it needs to be done. The youth need help, Then they're my youth. So anything I can do, appearance, whatever I can do to help them and their cause, I'm with that. Because if nobody reaches back and help them, then man, we'll spiral out of control.
There won't be no
black people.
Oh, I agree. I told Twisted Black, they got something called CCPD funding here in Fort Worth, in the city of Fort Worth, and I was saying, listen. If anybody needs that, grant money or deserves, let's just say needs, but deserves that for what you're trying to do to get back out there in front of the youth and give back, it would be Twisted Black. So I'm going on record to say it, definitely.
Hey, man, I appreciate that. And I've been doing it for free, Carrie, But I really could push the needle with some help. So, yeah, thank you for that. Appreciate it.
Yeah, we're going to put that out there. So, look, listen, Twisted, I love y'all over there at Scar for Life Entertainment. And I'm, one of the biggest fans over here. So we plan to keep up with what y'all are doing and promote it in any way we can. In fact, Twisted Black was in a Newsbreak article this week. The drop, go over and check out that article, the Newsbreak title, Welcome Home Black. In Newsbreak. It was a lot of information about Twisted Black and what he's been up to. So definitely check out that. But Black, thank you so much for stopping by. I know you're a man who's got a really busy schedule, and I just appreciate you taking the time to stop by today.
Likewise. I appreciate you for having me. And again, thank you for what you did in the past.
No problem. Yo, listen, that was none other than Scar for Life. Artist Twisted Black. Again, like I said, go over the news break. Check out that article, Welcome Back Black, that is on news break now. We definitely want to say thank you to Mouthpiece Drew and to DJ Wild Hair for keeping me in line. Y'all, I'm talking about I was going in. but anyway, I won. So that's the main thing. But I did it out of love. And I think they love that guy a whole lot. And that shows. Y'all, listen. We are not doing a show tonight. So we came in today out of rotation. So we will not be back tonight from 7 to 9 p.m. Remember that. So don't expect us. We won't be back if you have to catch the replay of today's show where we just interviewed Twisted Black. Listen, y'all, keep it locked right here on Let's Talk Fort Worth every Friday night from 7 to 9 p.m. where we tell you exactly what's going on downtown. All right, y'all, until next Friday night, good afternoon.